In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7, I'll read verse 8 and 9. It goes like this. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried their silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried there also and went and hid it. These four lepers had hit the jackpot. A few hours earlier, they were starving to death, in raggedy clothes, thirsty, dying, and they were sitting just outside the gates of Samaria. There were people inside the city that loved these lepers. These lepers had friends and family inside the city of Samaria, but their family and friends were just as bad off as they were. They couldn't help. So what did they do? They went to the camp of the enemy, to those who wished that they were dead already. They went there to get help. Jesus admonished his listeners to make friends with mammon. He did indeed tell them that you cannot serve God and mammon both, but he didn't say that you cannot serve God with mammon. So he exhorted his listeners, make friends with mammon so that when you fail, they'll take you in and be able to help you. We're not to treat the world as an enemy. Our neighbors and the businessmen in the community, they are the ones that provide jobs for our family and loved ones. They're the ones that can help you when the going gets tough. Jesus says, make friends with mammon. So what did they do? Then said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household. It is sobering for the fact that these four men, who were social outcasts, who had been hungry, no doubt, for many days, and all of a sudden, they decided to do something about it. They went to the camps of the enemy in hopes of finding a source of survival. When they got there, the enemy was gone. So they went in and they helped themselves to clothes and food and gold and silver. And then it dawned on these men, and they said one to another, they put it in these words, this is a day of good tidings. We hold our peace. If we keep quiet about this, some mischief is going to come upon us. A day of good tidings, they said. A day of plenty. A day of riches. A day of much needed food. We can't hold our peace. And I believe that is true today. You and I had the sin of leprosy. We were outcast from the kingdom of God. We were starving spiritually. But God, in His amazing grace, came to us. When we were blind, He gave us sight. When we were lost, He gave us direction. When we were dead, He resurrected life in us. And that has created within some of us a sense of partying, celebrating all that God has done for us. But like those four lepers, we must realize that this is the day of good tidings. And if we hold our peace and do not share this, if we decide to hide this treasure, if we decide to hoard this, surely some mischief will come upon us. I'm not saying that we cannot be joyful. I'm not saying that we can't be gloriously happy. We can. But in our joy and our happiness, let us not forget those who are less fortunate, who have not found this camp filled with riches, who have not found the camp with plenty, but are in the city of doom, the city of destruction, the city of death. In fact, death was so prevalent in this city that mothers were boiling their children in order to survive. This city was doomed for destruction. And when I think of this city, my mind wanders back to another city, one called Nineveh. You remember the story of Jonah and Nineveh? Nineveh was a city that had been doomed by God for destruction. Samaria had been doomed by its enemies. They had been threatened by the enemy, and they were rescued by the good news from the four lepers. But this was not the case with Nineveh. Nineveh had been doomed by God Himself. God was going to destroy this town. God was not going to put up with any more of their sinful ways. So God, our loving God, sent them a message of doom, of destruction. You would have thought that God would have told Jonah, go down there and tell them that I love them. Tell them that my thoughts towards them are for good and not evil. But no, this was not the message that God wanted Nineveh to know. He told Jonah, get up, Jonah, and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Preach unto it the preaching that I tell you. And the Bible says that Jonah went to that city, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. God did not tell him to preach his love, his forgiveness, because God knows that some people will never change until they see the consequences of their ways. They'll never turn to God unless there is a definite reason. And most of the time, that reason is self-preservation. The message that will reach people is not always the message of love and forgiveness. It could be to show them that the broad way leadeth to destruction. I know that a lot of preachers shy away from doom and gloom preaching. The Bible speaks of destruction in the Old Testament 83 times. And in the New Testament, the word destruction is written 93 times. 144 times in the Bible is this word destruction written. Damnation is written 12 times. Listen to what Jesus said. The broad way leads to destruction. If people don't know where the broad way is leading, we need to tell them.